Well, a warm, happy welcome to everybody. We're so thankful to God for our fifth graders who are about to finish many wonderful years here of grace. And there's no better place that we could come to than to the altar of God to give thanks to Him. Because everything is a gift. Everything is a gift. Everyone is a gift. So just a warm welcome to everybody, and especially I want to welcome Sister Loretto, who is here. Our fifth graders know her very, very well. She makes many visits, and of the 68 schools in the Archdiocese of Annapolis, of course, we are her favorite one, and there's no surprise there. And this is her cousin, who is a priest in Idaho. He eats a lot of potatoes, but he's the pastor of a parish called St. Mary's. His name is Father Benjamin. And he's a pastor of a parish named St. Mary's, while I'm a pastor of a parish named St. Joseph. So it's just a happy thing. So welcome to you both and to everybody. I've been doing this thing the last several weeks. I'm trying to simplify my life, but like in the legacy and example of St. Francis of Assisi. So I have these two boxes, and they're like paper boxes, you know, and they're filled with letters and things that have sentimental value to me. Lots of letters from my grandma, from my other grandma, from my all kinds of things, from family members, from friends, from you all, and just it's like I love this stuff, and what I'm doing is I'm digitizing it, and I've come across some beautiful things. And one of the things that I came across is my fifth grade report card. This is what a report card used to look like before they were all electronic. But listen, this is very beautiful. I got an excellent in being respectful to authority, in following rules, in waiting my turn, in being cooperative, behaving appropriately in church. I got a needs improvement by next to strives for neat and legible work. But then the teacher could write. My teacher was this English woman. She had an accent, a very thick English accent. And whenever we were not sitting up straight, Mrs. Powell, it was her name, she told us not to be limp noodles. She said, you be confident. You have God in you. Be confident. Don't be a slippery noodle. That's what she would tell us. Well, anyway, she wrote, listen to what she wrote after the fourth quarter. Mike is developing the ability to express intelligent and complex thoughts. I like that. I am very proud of his progress. He still needs to learn to focus and settle down. Maybe he will learn this in middle school. We will miss him very much when he goes to the sixth grade. Anyways, it was very beautiful. Report cards are great, but they don't really tell the person. And as I was praying last night in the chapel, I was thinking about our fifth graders here. And I was just, my heart was very filled with happy memories and happy thoughts. I'm going to give you one or maybe two from each kid and a little lesson of what I think the Lord is teaching us in that. I'll just start and go down. Grady, so I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I might embarrass some people. But anyway, some of these are from a long time ago. I think it was in first grade. Grady was outside. Everybody's outside. And they were playing it. And it was, I think it was after school care. And I happened to walk out of the office building. And Grady sees me and he screams, we need a priest. And so I walk over there, you know. And this worm or salamander or something had died. And so Grady said, Father, would you please do a funeral for this worm? And so we all gathered around. I don't know if the worm died of natural causes. I don't think so. But anyways, we did a funeral for this worm and prayed. And but I thought that was such a beautiful instinct in Grady to summon the priest to pray. The respect for life, the respect for God's creation. In my little box, I found a little letter from Grady, dated January 28th, 2021. You remember what you wrote me, Grady? Dear Father Mike, I love you. Thank you for teaching me about my love for God. Sincerely, Grady. Isn't that beautiful? I love the way you put that, Grady. Thank you for teaching me about my love for God. We all have a love for God. We just need to know it and be awakened to it. Leo, our sweet Leo. Last year it was very special. Leo, of all of our fifth graders, is the only one, I'm sorry to tell you all, I think I could be wrong, who has ever been on News from the Pews. And for that reason, they're all very jealous of Leo. Leo was on News from the Pews on the very day that Pope Leo was named the Pope. And that was last year. And I don't know if I was, I think I was probably a little more excited about the fact that the new Pope had Leo's name. But when I learned that the Pope was Leo, I was most excited because I thought of this Leo. And I was like, wow. And I wonder if he realizes this. And he did. And he was wearing red shoes. Leo was wearing red shoes that day. Well, that's the color that the popes wear. They wear red shoes. And so because the reason that the Pope, by the way, wears red shoes is that the Pope wants to have the same faith in Jesus that the martyrs had. And so I was telling Leo this. I said, you've got to have that faith, Leo. You have the faith of a martyr and your red shoes. And so then we were on News from the Pews. Remember that, Leo? And it was right outside. It was getting ready for the festival. And actually, I think the festival was the first day of the festival last year. Listen to this letter from Leo. I'm not going to read a letter from everybody. But anyway, I'm so sorry. Dear Father, I'm so sorry for what I've done. I don't know what I was thinking. I want you and God to please forgive me. This is several years ago. I won't ever do this again. I will come to Mass this Sunday, and I will tell God in person that I am sorry, and I will tell you in person. Father, I am truly sorry. I will confess my sins to God in confession, and I will confess to you. I am so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. I should never do what I did again. I don't know what he did. I have no idea, but it must have been really, really bad. But anyways, a lesson. Have the faith of the martyrs. Be sorry for sins. You know? Like that's, we should all have this kind of contrition for our sins, shouldn't we? Waylon. Our dear Waylon. Look at him. So Sister Loretto is here. And one day, Sister Loretto, this was in, I think, when you guys were in kindergarten, maybe first grade, I don't really remember. She makes so many visits here. But she was telling all the kids about how when you hold on to your rosary, that you're holding the hand of Mary. And Sister Loretto, whenever she talks, it's like God is talking, you know, through her. And she's just this magnificent, like, window into heaven. And so she was telling the kids that when you hold on to your rosary, you hold the hand of Mary. And she told them that if you put your rosary around your wrist like this, and then you hold on to it, that you will sleep better. And so Waylon tells me the next day at lunchtime, he says, Father, it worked. And I said, what worked? And Waylon says, I put my rosary around my wrist and I held it last night and I didn't have any bad dreams. Isn't that beautiful? Devotion to Our Lady. Waylon, you surely remember this. And it's beautiful. But devotion to Mother Mary. And I'm here to tell you all that you do this your whole life. I do it and I'm 40 years old, you know? We have to hold on, okay, to our beautiful Mother Mary. Oh, Livia, okay. Livia, this is a beautiful story. I remember Mrs. Settles. So Mrs. Settles was the teacher of these kiddos. And she's here today. And she told me one day, she said, Father, you won't believe what happened. And I said, what happened? And she says, Livia was in the kindergarten room. Which, when you look out the window, you see the stairs going up into the church, okay? And she was playing with the dollhouse there. And they'd been studying this unit on recycling. And Mrs. Settle, I still remember, she said it's that Libby was so excited to learn that milk jugs and bottle tops can turn into Barbie dolls by the process of recycling. And so, but what Livia was doing was that she was not building a dollhouse, she was building a church, okay? But this was the day of Father Peter Gallagher's funeral. So he grew up here, went to school here, just like you all, and he became a priest here. And his funeral was here, the archbishop, and there were probably 100 priests. And so it was a school day, and Livia was there making her church, and she made everybody be quiet and fold their hands as all the priests walked up the stairs with the coffin of Father Peter. Isn't that something? And what an instinct of faith. Deleza. Dear Deleza. Deleza has the most wonderful eyes, and when she looks at you and she turns her head, you say, "I'll give you whatever you want," you know, because Deleza just has this glare of complete love. A miracle that happened at the hands of Deleza. This is the hymnal that I use. It's always by my chair, and it disappeared. And the reason I know that it's mine is because in the front it says it's dedicated in memory of my grandma. And so I always want to use the one that was dedicated to my grandma, because she was such an important woman in my life. And it disappeared for weeks. And then I didn't have a hymnal, and I kept forgetting to get a hymnal. And so we were singing the Alma, it was this school year, we were singing the Alma Redemptoris, and I'm a priest, I still don't know all the words, you know. But anyway, so I said to Lisa, she was serving that day, so we were kneeling in front of the tabernacle after communion. And I said, "Deleza, could you just go get a random hymnal? Get a random hymnal from one of the pews." So she went over there, because the kids were sitting over here. So she went back there and she just grabbed one. And she gave it to me. And it was the one dedicated to my grandma that had been missing for over 2 weeks. And as I prayed on that, I thought, boy, this is a lesson that God works miracles, but he uses people to do it. And so God used Deleza to work a miracle there and return my missing hymnal. But the beautiful thing, we get to be the instruments of miracles. There's a lot of other stories. Rex, my dear Rex, I have this memory of your class when you all were in preschool, and we went to the Grover Museum. And I still remember we were supposed to take the bus, but the bus wasn't working that day. There's a surprise. And so we walked to the Grover Museum. And I remember walking next to Rex. And Rex had, many things to tell me. And I remember thinking in that moment, I thought, gosh, I hope that I still get to be the priest. I still remember thinking this. I hope I still get to be the priest when these kids are older. Rex, that year, Mrs. Settles had back surgery. The next year, kindergarten, she had back surgery. She was out for quite a few weeks. And Rex's mom was the substitute teacher. And I remember what happened was that I said, "Rex, how's it going with the sub?" And he goes, "It's okay." It's his mom, remember. He goes, "It's okay, but I hold my hand up all day and she never calls on me." And I said, "Well, persistence, keep your hand up, you know." But Rex drew me that year a beautiful image of a cross, and it said, "Jesus loves you and so do I." And I had that for 2 years plus hanging right by my vesting prayers in the sacristy. Remind people that the Lord loves them, hand in the air. My dear Ethan. Ethan, what a wonderful young man. Ethan loves... One day we were talking about... This was a few years ago. We were talking about the greatest human power. And I said, you know, we human beings can do a lot of things. We can read, we can think, we're strong, you know. But I said, does anybody know the greatest human superpower? And Ethan said, it's love. I said, bingo. And Ethan knew that because he lives it. Ethan, I know many things about how much you love your sister, how much you love your family, how much you love this school. Mrs. Laker even told me, she said, like, how much you say, this is home, you know? And that's how I felt, Ethan, about the school and church that I grew up in at St. Charles. It was like, that's my home. That's my family. And so, Ethan, you know that love is the greatest superpower because you live it. And you have the greatest power in spades. Don't ever lose it. Don't ever lose it. Rosie, we crossed the aisle over here. We'll be here all night, won't we? Okay, Rosie, Rosie and I have spent many, many, many Saturday nights at the same place because of different parties. Quinceañera parties, baptism parties, birthday parties, all kinds of different parties that we've been to because we kind of run in a lot of the same circles there. And it's always fun, like, spending time with Rosie at those parties, and she's running around, you know, and all the adults are, a lot of them are like under Three Sisters or at people's houses, you know, and all these things. Rosie has helped to dunk my head into cake, birthday cake before, and that even got into my eyes. But Rosie, just the joy of parties that are holy parties that don't ever lose that. There's so much joy to be had in this world. There's so much to celebrate, and we don't want to walk around like robots. And so, Rosie, I have cherished all the parties that we've been to together. We couldn't even count them, but there's going to be many more. And I'm just so thankful for those times. Sinai, next. She is, we've spent a lot of Friday nights at the same place because here at prayer and on Friday nights. I remember one time, it was an Oktoberfest, and I was lamenting the fact that everybody ate all, Celeste Fisher made these cookies. She makes cookies that are so stinking good. Anyways, they ran out, and I didn't even get a cookie. And I was very sad that I didn't get a cookie, and I just happened to say that to a group of people, and I was there, and she goes, it's okay, Father. You have Jesus. You don't need a cookie. And there's a lesson for us, you know, that we have Jesus, we don't need cookies, okay? There's a good lesson. Speaking of sweets, Renata is next. So as I was going through this box of things, I have cards from many of you, but I had more than anybody from Renata. And they all, here's one that I have hanging on my bulletin board. And every single one that Renata has ever made me has coffee and donuts on it. And a picture of Jesus, of course. So here's Jesus on the cross. And then there's a table with a coffee cup. And then there's me with donuts around my head. And then here's this other one that has Jesus. It was my birthday, and he's got a birthday hat on, and he's got a donut with a candle coming, and then you open it up, and it has a picture of a coffee cup, and it says, have a grande day, and then next to it, it says, I hope your day is a latte fun. But the notes on Renata's cards, you guys, just like, oh my gosh. Dear Father Mike, thank you for being, this is what you wrote me this year. At Christmas time, I think it was. Without you, I would have never known all the beautiful prayers that I love to pray. Saint Joseph is very lucky Thanks again for helping me and my family whenever we need it. Love, your friend, Renata. So, Renata, just like keep drawing, keep writing encouraging notes that to encourage people, to say beautiful things to people, don't ever lose it. Jolie is next. Jolie, Mrs. Borland one time, she was our principal at the time, and it was, I think you all had been on a field trip, and I was the bus driver, and I think maybe first grade, maybe kindergarten, I don't know, but anyway, I don't remember where we went, but Mrs. Borland, she said, Jolie's mom asked me if I drove the bus on this field trip. And I said, why would you drive the bus, Mrs. Borland? I said, I was driving the bus. She says, I know. Well, Jolie had shared a 5-minute story at the dinner table at her house about how Mrs. Borland took the bus key from Father Mike and got in the driver's seat and drove the bus so fast that it went on only 2 wheels when it went on the turn. And Mrs. Gerson shared that Jolie had quite the imaginative tale to tell on this, and that it went on and on and on, and to the point that it almost seemed like was part of it true, you know? And so what would I say, Jolie? Don't ever lose your imagination, but you should probably tell the truth. But always keep your imagination. The other memory I have of just one that I would share briefly is when I was brand new here, the first anointing call I ever had was to Jolie's neighbor, who was a very old lady and who was very sick at the time. But anyway, I do the anointing and get, you know, I'm brand new here. I don't know anybody. And I don't even know that Jolie and her family are, you know, are, I don't know who they are yet because I'm brand new. I've been here 1 week, you know. Walk out the house and after the serious anointing, and there's this little preschool girl covered in dirt and all this stuff. And she goes, ah, you know, and I don't, anyway, that was Jolie. So anyway, Amelia, there, it's very appropriate that Amelia is canting today, because I don't know that there's a song that Amelia doesn't know. And, you know, we bought the short bus about a year and a half ago, 2 years maybe. And that the bus, the nice thing about our short bus is that it actually has a radio. And so, but before we were in that one, she would always be leading the songs just from her heart, you know. But then no matter what, Amelia would be like, can you crank it on to a different station? So I move it to a station and she'll, oh, that's, you know, Kylie Cyrus or whoever, you know, or is that a real person, or is Miley Cyrus, or that's Taylor Swift, or that's, you know, NSYNC, or, and she'll know like the, who sang it and what it, the title is, and she'll know all the words and she'll be belting them out the top of her lungs, and then you flip it to a different channel and she'll know that song too. And it's a song that maybe is 30 years old when I was, you know, like, Amelia has music in her bones and in her soul. Praise God for that. And she also has a lot of good religious music in there too. And that's the reason that there's a book of Psalms, you know, in the Bible, is because we cannot contain God's love. Like, words are not enough to say we love you, God. We have to sing it, you know. And so Amelia is singing and singing and singing. Praise God. Don't ever stop, my dear Amelia. Angel. Where's Angel anyways? What I would say about Angel is how Angel laughs constantly. And you know what it's like to be overtaken by laughter, you know, kind of like the over. But Angel will often be just laughing, and you don't really know why. And sometimes you wonder if he really knows why, you know, that he's laughing. But there's a joy. Pope Francis wrote that beautiful Joy of the Gospel book, and or encyclical. and that we should live our lives happy. Here's a test of your faith, of your Christianity. When was the last time somebody asked you, why are you so happy? Because we have Jesus, we have Mary, we have the sacraments, we have the faith. Why are we so happy? Because we have a God who cares for us so deeply that he even went to the cross, so deeply that at every Mass he gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so, whether Angel would articulate it or not, that's the joy that he has. I love you all. You know that. Your families love you. The teachers here love you. Pope Leo is about to write a thing that's going to be, he already wrote it. It will be released in a few days, called Magnificent Humanity. And it's all about responding to AI and all this stuff. But when you think about humanity, you can see it very beautifully in Waylon, and in Leo, and in Grady, and in Livia, DeLays, and Rex, and Ethan, Rosie's, and I, and Renata, and Jolie, and Amelia, and Angel. You all are wonderful. God cares for you deeply. God has a beautiful plan for you all. This is not goodbye. I expect to still see you every single weekend. I expect to still see you at all kinds of things here around church. So it's just a moment to say thank you, God, for this chapter of your lives, and we dedicate the next chapter to the Lord. And we ask his blessing upon it, and that Mother Mary will pray for you all. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.